Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The publisher of rebelgrove.com, he is the host of the Oxford Exxon podcast. You can go subscribe to his YouTube channel over on YouTube. It's the Rebel Grove channel. Watch their podcast every single day. You can also download and listen and subscribe. Neil, what's going on, buddy?
Now adding David Fizdale to the Ole Miss coaching search board as we speak.
Now, who's his agent?
I don't know. I need to find that out. That's probably very important.
Okay, so I told Mark on Wednesday that I think Ole Miss has reached the point in their program where they have only real, based on if Mike Norvell indeed takes Florida State, which I expect he will, they have reached the point where the riskiest hire would be not hiring Lane Kiffin, given the groundswell amongst their fan base. And I also have another theory. I've noticed that there's been a lot of interest, not only in your website, but in your reporting. And more importantly, I've noticed there's been a lot of female interest in where Lane Kiffin is going. And I just think they've reached the point, because I have never seen my fiance so locked into a coaching search for any team as she is right now. I might be a little worried about what Lane Kiffin might do should they be in the same place. But I just feel as if Ole Miss has reached the point where this is the riskiest hire, be not hiring him.
Oh, there's no question, Jeffrey. They are at a place right now today on Friday afternoon at 3:09 where there are only two suitable people to put up at the lectern inside the Manning Center on Monday or Tuesday whenever they hold a press conference. And if it's not Mike Norvell, it's got to be Lane Kiffin. Or else, I don't even know. I'm telling you, I cannot imagine right now today the backlash from fans, donors, alumni, everyone, if it's anyone other than one of those two people. I think most Ole Miss people have conceded that, hey, they probably put their best foot forward on Mike Norvell, and they didn't get him. I think that's who the Ole Miss search people, that's who they wanted. I think that's who Keith Carter wanted. I think it's who Archie Manning wanted. I think it says a load about just how great of a job Mike Norvell has done. I think most people accept that they're not going to get Mike Norvell, and they're okay with that. But if they can get Lane Kiffin, and I think they can, and they don't get Lane Kiffin, I cannot imagine. It would be the first time. Well, it would not be Ole Miss's first time, because Ole Miss is good at this.
Yeah.
But it would literally be starting day one with the head coach with complete and total apathy and basic complete and total rejection, to the point where if I were the agent for whoever this coach may be, we'd have to have a long conversation about, are you sure you want to do this?
Is there a scenario in which Ole Miss doesn't land Lane Kiffin and the fan base would understand it? And I think the only one that I could think of would be if Arkansas was able to get on board, get on the same page, and they just make an offer Lane Kiffin can't refuse. Would the Ole Miss fan base acknowledge that and accept that?
I mean, look, if you told me that Lane Kiffin signed a deal at Arkansas for 5 years at $6 million a year, something crazy like that, okay, it would take that. If I'm Keith Carter and the people at Ole Miss and I'm not getting Lane Kiffin, I better hope that Arkansas not only got Lane Kiffin, but paid him an incredible sum of money. And I got to be honest with you, Jeffrey, I don't think that's the route this thing is going.
Yeah.
I think if Ole Miss doesn't get Lane Kiffin, it's going to be because it bowed down to a handful of old alumni. And it will be a meltdown of epic proportions. And everything in my gut tells me that they know that. They've seen this groundswell, and they know that if it's not Lane Kiffin, it better be Mike Norvell. And given that I'm with you, I think Mike Norvell is going to be the head football coach at Florida State as early as late tomorrow night. If that is what happens, it better be Kiffin that they announce sometime as early as late tomorrow night or early Sunday, and it better be Lane Kiffin in Oxford or else. I mean, I'm not trying to be hyperbolic at all. It would not be accepted at this point.
Who do you think's more desperate right now, Arkansas or Ole Miss?
It's a good question. I hadn't thought about that. Well, it appears to be that Ole Miss is more desperate because they seem to be more aggressive in their search. I think there was probably a moment earlier in the week. You know, Arkansas got rid of Chad Morris, November the 10th-ish?
It was Sunday after the Western Kentucky game. I think that was the first or second week in November.
Yeah, so, you know, they had an opportunity where they probably could have gotten this thing kind of locked down, and they didn't do it, which tells me that maybe they're not all on the same page, or maybe they're not ready to be as aggressive as they want to be, or they're not as ready to invest in the coaches as they want, or I don't know. You know, their program is pretty much bottomed out. The good news for Arkansas, I don't think it's possible to get worse. So they're going to get better. I don't know what direction they go. For Ole Miss, it's you fired Matt Luke and a year earlier than I think you intended to. I think the goal going into the last week or two of the season was to give Matt Luke the 2020 season, see what happened. If it went badly, everyone obviously would see the writing on the wall, move forward at that point, let him finish this recruiting class, let him continue to build a foundational class. And then if it didn't work out, you know, you say, hey, just didn't work, and you move on and you conduct a search and you have a lot of time to really vet some candidates and figure out who it is that you want. They moved on a year early because they said the fan base is too apathetic. There's not enough support. They have to do something that galvanizes the fans, that unites the fans, that gets people excited, that makes it fun again. And lo and behold, Lane Kiffin has done that. I made the case for Lane, and I'm not taking credit for this, by the way. I made the case for Lane Kiffin on Tuesday on my podcast, where I basically said, if I were conducting this coaching search and I were the AD at Ole Miss, this would be super easy. I would wait for Memphis to finish its season, and I would make a hell of an offer to Mike Norvell. And if he accepted it, awesome. I got my guy, big-time coach, big-time winner, very, very, very high floor. I'm moving forward. If I get Mike Norvell, super, roll. But if I don't get Mike Norvell, if Mike Norvell says I'm going to X state or I'm going to wherever or I'm staying at Memphis or I just can't come to you, you're not good enough. Okay, I'm going to Lane Kiffin. I'm never getting past Lane Kiffin. And ever since then, and before then, the groundswell for that exact approach took off. And frankly, I've been doing this for about 12 years, with the exception of a couple of days during the Hugh Freeze era, a few specifically, when they had some big wins. They beat Alabama at home in 2014. People were pretty damn unified. When they beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa in 2015, people were pretty unified. When they won the Sugar Bowl in January, I guess that was the first of 2016, they were pretty unified. Since then, they have not been unified until this week, where they have absolutely rallied around the idea of hiring Lane Kiffin, to the point that if they hire Lane Kiffin, my guess is that on Monday, the phones will be absolutely overloaded with people trying to buy season tickets. And if you're Ole Miss, I don't know how you can know that scenario is on the menu and choose another entree.
You have a daughter at the University of Arkansas. Do you feel as if their fan base is – do they feel the same way as the Ole Miss fan base does about Lane Kiffin?
Well, I've talked to some people at Arkansas who are aware of that. Campbell, my daughter, is not one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
Campbell is not – to say that Campbell is not actively engaged in following the coaching search would be an understatement of the most dramatic proportion. I do think their fan base is frustrated. I think they are they're wondering why there's not a little more sense of desperation, why there's not more of a let's go get our guy feeling. You know, here they are on December the 6th, and you know, the signing period starts in 11 days, and they are looking at, you know, potentially Brian Harsin, who I think would make a ton of sense if they could get him in Fayetteville, but I don't know whether that has any steam or not. And they're talking about Butch Davis, and they're talking about Skip Holtz and Willie Fritz and people that are good coaches, but I don't know that those are people that move the needle, that get you excited, that fill up a stadium, that light up the phone banks. So I can't speak to their approach, but it doesn't seem to be as desperate and aggressive as you think it would be for a program that's coming off back-to-back 2-10 records and a program that hasn't won a Power 5 game since beating Ole Miss in Oxford in, I think, October of 2017. I think that's when that was. So if that's right, it's been 25 months since they won a Power 5 game. You would think there'd be a little more desperation than there is.
Neil, we appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
That is Neil McCready. Again, the Oxford Exxon podcast is available.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.